views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, good Monday morning, everyone. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience new and exciting ways to connect with your kids and inspire them to realize their own greatness. What you can expect each week is to hear from some of the most gifted coaches, healers, speakers, and authors helping you to work through the most challenging issues you and your kids face so you can guide them to that place of happiness and well-being. I'd also like to invite you to go to my website, mindfocusgeneration.com, and connect with me there by clicking on the contact page and just let me know about how I can help support you and your kids. And you're also welcome to email me at julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. And of course, you can find out more about me and the show by visiting transformationtalkradio.com. If there's any particular issues that you want me to cover and my guests to cover, please definitely let me know, because this show is for you and it's all about our kids. So one of the things that I'm really passionate about is sharing joy and happiness with young people. And to share a little bit of my background, I was a former high school teacher for a decade, and my absolute favorite part of teaching was sharing my love and appreciation with my students. Hands down, my favorite thing was joking around and laughing and smiling with the kids. And in those moments, I knew that what I was doing was teaching from the heart. I knew that's what it was about. That's what the connection was all about. And I learned that most of all, kids, and all people for that matter, want to be happy. And this quote from John Lennon says it all. He said, "When I was 5 years old, my mother always told me that happiness was the key to life. When I went to school, they asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I wrote down happy. They told me I didn't understand the assignment, and I told them they didn't understand life." I absolutely love that quote. And let me tell you that my guest today does understand life and does understand happiness. In fact, his gift is being able to teach happiness to kids. And today, he's going to share that with all of you. So my very happy and wonderful guest is Patrick McMillan, who is an author, a happiness coach, and founder of TeachingHappiness.com. as well as a sought-after speaker on the topics of happiness, parenting, and raising self-confident, happy kids. But most important to Patrick is his role as a dedicated and loving dad to his two sons, Hayden and Liam. Patrick, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being here.
Well, happy Monday to you, Julie, and thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. So, Patrick, you wear many hats as a dad, a coach, an author, a speaker. So I'd like to start out by asking you what teaching from the heart means to you in any of these roles.
Well, I personally, it applies in all of them, to be honest with you. My passion toward parenting came from a almost a broken heart that I had to mend. because of my own childhood. And I think that's what really motivated me over a decade ago when I became a dad 14 and a half years ago, motivated me so much because I can connect with kids so much, especially those that are hurting, because I recall going through it for years and years throughout my childhood. And I knew as a kid in my heart that I deserved to be happy. I deserved it. Everyone deserves to be happy. And it just ached my heart so much to hear about how much kids struggle each day to be happy. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to do, and then after becoming a dad, I wanted to do everything I could, everything in my power, to teach my children about how to be happy. Because I think that's one of the struggles that we all go through, is how to actually be happier. It's such a struggle. As you said, it's, for so many kids, it's an uphill journey every single day. And I truly believe that it doesn't have to be such a struggle.
Oh, I totally agree. And, you know, like you said, you through your own experiences in childhood, struggling and knowing that other kids may be experiencing something similar, I think it's so important that we really reach out as teachers, as parents in the community, to all the kids that we come into contact with, whether it's the kid in our neighborhood, the kid sitting in front of us, because we don't know what their home situation may be. And, you know, what I found was some of the kids in front of me as a teacher that were causing the most problems, they wanted to be heard, and they were just looking to find a way to be happy. So if you were a teacher, if you're talking to a teacher, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, you can't teach a kid to be happy. That's, you know, if they're coming from a broken home or things are going on in their house, it's just not a skill you can teach people. Can you talk a little bit about that? How do we teach that skill?
Absolutely. And I think that's one of the most common misconceptions about happiness or emotional well-being, is that it's not something that's teachable. Well, in fact, positive psychology over the last 15 to 20 years has determined that it is a teachable skill. In fact, it's very, really quite interesting. It's been commonly thought that we have a happiness set point. In psychological research, they've determined that we all have a set range of emotional well-being or happiness that we always revert back to, or go back up to, or come back down to. And there was several studies that showed that that showed this. One was through people winning a lottery, and it showed that their happiness level spiked for about 3 months after winning a lottery. And after interviewing people who've won lotteries, they found that they were no happier 3 months later than they were prior to winning the lottery. So it seemed as though they reverted back to their happiness set point. Well, the opposite is true too. They interviewed people who had suffered huge traumas, loss of a limb, or you know, becoming quadriplegic, or suffering a huge trauma. That event plummeted their emotional well-being. However, 3 months later, they started to revert back, and after 2 years, many reported actually being happier than they were prior to the accident. So, it's another thing too is what they've. One of my favorite researchers, who wrote a book called "The How of Happiness," Dr. Sonia Lubomirsky, in her research, showed that our emotional well-being, our happiness, really consists of three factors. And a lot of us really are under the impression that our happiness comes from the world around us, what happens to us, our financial situation, our family life, our, you know, that it's all about what people say and what people do and how we're treated by others. Those things, no question.
That says a lot about the lottery, the outside factors.
Exactly. And certainly all the you know, materialism and things like that come into play. Or money, certainly. That is a big thing, that our financial situation. A lot of people believe that more money will bring them happiness. Now, there's research on that, too. But back to Sonia's studies.
Well, Patrick, why don't you hold on to that thought, because we're going to take a quick break, and I want to hear more about those two factors when we come back. And I also want you to talk about how to model and teach children these skills for happiness so they're actually having emotional intelligence and resilience. So we will be right back. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay, and my guest today is Patrick McMillan. Stay tuned.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camino Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camino Island Coffee Roasters.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. CreatingGreaterPossibilities.com.
You might want to sing it note for note, don't worry. Be happy. In every life we have some trouble.
We're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And my very special guest today is Patrick McMillan, who is talking with us about discovering lasting happiness for you and your kids. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone knows how to contact Patrick. So, Patrick, can you give your contact info to our listeners?
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, the website, again, is teachinghappiness.com. And how to get a hold of me is really simple. Patrick@teachinghappiness.com. That's my email. So please, if anyone can feel free to shoot me an email if you've got a question. I'd be happy to answer some questions.
Great, thank you. So before the break, Patrick was talking to everyone about The How of Happiness, a book by Sonia Lubomirsky. I think I got that right, huh?
You did. Perfect.
So you were talking about the three factors. So do you want to continue with that?
Yes. Well, among many different researchers in the science of happiness, Sonia is one of my favorites because I love the way she explains just by simply looking at a pie chart that's divided up into three pieces. I was talking about the fact that a lot of us are under the impression that our happiness comes from the world around us, about what happens to us, the situations we find ourselves in, or how others react or treat us, that dictates our happiness. Well, it's true that those do have an influence on our happiness. But most people will be shocked as to how much. Really, only about 10% that influences our happiness. There's two other factors. One of them is genetics. That, again, when I was talking about our happiness set point, that's based upon our genetics, how happy our parents were, how happy our grandparents were. If there was depression in the family, if there was a lot of angst and sadness and things like that, that can carry on through generations through genetics. Now, what's interesting is that leaves us with 40% left of the pie. And that 40% accounts for or is based upon our voluntary choice to do what we can do to be happier. And there are proven strategies that have been proven in the lab through huge research that we can do things to boost our level of happiness. In fact, there's one that, one in particular that really kind of shocked me a little bit was that what they did is they had people who were clinically depressed on medication and in therapy, and they had them took them off of medication and therapy and had them do this activity called Three Good Things. And that's where each day, at the end of the day, they reflected on the day and identified three good things that happened that day. And they did that, I believe, for a matter of 2 weeks. And then they monitored those people. Well, their level of depression plummeted more so than it did when they were on medication and undergoing therapy, because it's a change of mindset. It's about It's about creating habits of happiness, and that was one of my motivators because I know that throughout my childhood, I created a lot of unhappiness habits, and certainly in the way I was thinking and feeling, and I just couldn't. After becoming a dad, I wanted to help my kids develop habits of happiness and be in control of their happiness, because the truth is that we actually can be. It's not all, woo-woo out there kind of stuff. This is scientifically proven
that
we can actually boost how happy we are and make it last. And that is the key. That's the key is lasting happiness. And when we can develop habits of thinking and habits of how we react and discovering that we actually have this power within us to be happier. You know, no power can be put to use until we truly believe that it exists. And when we all truly believe that we have the power to be happier, we can actually take advantage of that power.
I absolutely love that.
Yeah, and then pass that down onto our kids. And that's really what it comes down to, too, is one of the things I say to people is, you know, we really need to be who we want to see in our kids. And as parents, I've asked hundreds and hundreds, in fact, probably thousands of parents, that question, what do you want most for your kids? And the word happiness.
Everyone always says that, yeah.
That's always part of the answer. Always.
I just want them to be happy. That's the
even
answer.
If their answer is I just want them to be happy, or they'll give a whole big list of what they want for their kids, but happiness is always on that list.
Absolutely.
And when I asked myself that question, when I became a parent, I answered the same way. But that's the one that kind of stumped me a little bit. How am I going to do that? How am I going to teach kids happiness? How am I going to teach my kids to be happy if I haven't got a grasp on it myself?
Well, what I love about your work, and you could share this as well with our listeners, because you have a book that is called Discover Your Happiness, A Guide for Just Kids. It's called A Guide for Just Kids, and it's for 8 and up. And I love, 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 love that book because it's simple yet really powerful. So can you share how to model and teach children skills for happiness and this emotional intelligence that you talk about in your book?
Absolutely. Well, the emotional intelligence is our emotional literacy, I believe, is the foundation to all success and all failure, and especially in terms of being happy. So, like I said before, we really need to be who we want to see in our kids. So we need to start taking on these, first of all, the belief, because a lot of us, again, as parents, it's really quite interesting when you look at the popularity of personal growth and self-help. Well, when I started what I'm doing over a decade ago, we spent over, I believe it was, close to $10 billion a year. I think it was $10 million a year on personal growth and self-help, just in America.
Right, right.
And one of the things that kind of jarred me about that was that's all adults. That's all focused towards adults.
I
thought, Why is it that so, you know, I'm certain that in every single household in America, there is some form of personal growth material or self-help material. But the truth of the matter is about 80% of it sits on the shelf and never gets used, never gets actually put into practice. And the fact that it's all geared towards grown-ups, I thought, well, why is that? Maybe that's because we weren't taught all this wonderful stuff when we were kids.
Right.
So I really thought, too, that, again, if I'm going to coach my kids to be happier, to develop habits of happiness, I need to do that, too. And my thought was, I'm going to do it with them. I want us to do this together. I want us to experience this together. So when I became a stay-at-home dad when my first son was a year and a half old, and I remained in that role for almost 8 years. And when my oldest boy was he was just about to go into third grade, I put together a little activity book that we would work on together. And at this time, his youngest brother was, I believe he was in first grade. And this activity book that we did, first we talked about, you know, I had a whole bunch of lessons I wanted to teach them, so I put this little booklet together. And we talked about, you know, the power of our words and how our thoughts create our feelings and all these different things. And then the activities I put together were things like writing a gratitude statement before we start our day, thinking about really focusing on what we're really truly grateful for. And I did these other, like, goal setting and other little things. Well, I got a call when my son started third grade. He was about probably 3 months into the year, and his teacher called me to let me know that he was being bullied by a boy in his class, that he, not physically, but verbally being bullied. And the reason she called me to talk about it, because she was so shocked about how he responded to it. And he responded in a way that she'd never seen. He said, "I'm not mad at him. I think he might have some problems himself."
Well,
or he might be having some, you know. So he came from a place of compassion rather than anger. He was able to, even in third grade, grasp hold of how he was feeling. And so she wanted me to teach that to the whole class. And then the
principal called. And that's such an important concept, Patrick, because so many of the issues with bullying, I feel, are coming from the wrong angle. And so I'd like you, when we come back, to talk a little bit about that and also how to handle when kids have emotional outbursts, because I think that's something a lot of parents really need help with, because of course it happens.
Yes.
You know, kids are kids. So we are going to take a short little break, and then we're going to come back and Patrick will talk more about teaching happiness. Stay tuned.
Cash for Your Cookers is back, only at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination, the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and now Volkswagen.
That's right.
Central is the only dealership that will give you a guaranteed amount for your trade. Registered or unregistered, any model, make, or year, it doesn't matter. Push, pull, tow, or fly it to Central. There will be no additional markups.
Guaranteed.
Payments start at $129 per month on a new Ford Focus, $129 per month on a new Mazda 3, $129 per month on a new Hyundai Elantra, or an amazing $129 per month on a brand new Volkswagen Jetta. Central has America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Central has over 600 vehicles to choose from, with hundreds of certified pre-owned vehicles. Central services all makes and models. Open 7 days. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014. Trade value guaranteed minimum $2,000.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Hello again, Peter Keast here for Michael Kia. I'm in my third month at Michael Kia now, and I'm slowly getting into the swing of things. Yesterday, I took a test. That's right, 54 years old, and I'm still taking tests. This one was on the four-wheel drive system on a 2013 Kia Sportage. Four-wheel drive is four-wheel drive, right? Nope. The Sportage has an all-wheel drive system that transfers power between the axles before the wheels start to slip. It's proactive and actually helps to prevent skidding when you corner on any pavement, wet, dry, icy, or snowy. If you've ever been in an accident, you must know how important traction is. At Michael Kia, you won't just get a new Kia Sportage at a great price. You'll get a car that quietly prevents the accident that you don't need to have. Michael Kia, the intelligent Kia dealer. We're on Route 12 in Groton and open 24 hours at michaelkiaofgroton.com.
Lease a new Chevrolet for only 24 months. Hi, this is Bill Sullivan from the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner, and Chevrolet has just announced special short-term 24-month leases on some of their most popular models. At MJ Sullivan's, when you take advantage of this program, you'll shorten your term, in most cases lower your payment, and best of all, you'll always be under the factory warranty. Now that's what we call peace of mind driving. Listen to these deals. A 2013 Chevy Equinox gets 32 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. A 2013 Chevy Cruze gets 35 miles per gallon for $169 for only 24 months. Or a 2013 Chevy Malibu Eco gets 37 miles per gallon for $199 for only 24 months. Don't forget, at MJ Sullivan's, we also have a great selection of new Cadillac and Buicks, including the all-new Cadillac ATS and XTS and the all-new Buick Verano. So come to Connecticut's GM leader for Chevrolet, Cadillac, and Buick, the MJ Sullivan Automotive Corner in New London, or MJ Sullivan Auto.
She could make me happy. She could make me very happy. Flowers everywhere.
And we're back on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And before we left for break, my guest Patrick McMillan was talking about his son and an experience that he had in third grade with a bully, and how this led to Patrick's work. And before he continues with that story, I want him to share with everyone a really amazing ebook that's absolutely free that he has called Discover Your Happiness, A Guide for Just Kids. And it's filled with powerful lessons and activities that can help kids recognize their true power and create that joy-filled, happy life that we as parents and teachers really want for them. So Patrick, can you share how they can get this amazing free ebook?
Absolutely. Thank you. And it's at teachinghappiness.com. Simply go to teachinghappiness.com, enter your first name and your email address, and it'll take you to the page where you can download Discover Your Happiness, A Guide Just for Kids. It's a wonderful PDF, and I'm certain your children will get lots out of it. And I suggest printing off the activity sheets that are within the book. It contains the 30-day happiness journal, which I'll get into a little bit about. And because the idea too, when I look at it, you know, when it comes to schools, and because this was something that really came about because of what happened at school with my son, I also believe too that we as parents, I don't believe we should leave our children's emotional growth up to the school, even though it's where our kids spend actually most of their time. We don't get that many of their waking hours here at home. So I wanted to, in addition to making it something that's done in the classroom, I wanted it to be something that parents could do at home with their kids, because that's where I found it to be not only most effective for my kids too, but effective for me as well, for me to live into what I'm teaching them, and the fact that we can do it together. You know, there's our children's physical health that we as parents need to focus on and keep them healthy and keep them going to the doctor and the dentist and keeping their physical health optimal. Well, we also want to keep their emotional health optimal too. And when we can start our day by taking 10 minutes during breakfast to set the mindset for the day, it's absolutely remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. So I'm really excited to start giving this book to parents for free to work at being happier themselves along with their kids.
And what I love about this book is you really make it simple. And we were talking during one of the breaks where you said, you know, a lot of people think that just because when something's so simple, it doesn't work. And, you know, let's face it, today's busy world, people don't need another huge assignment. They want something that's simple and that works, but they don't believe that you can have the two. But Patrick's book here, really, these are assignments that you can do with your kid. And that's what I love, that you said, you know, I wanted to do this with my boys. It's not just like, here, go do this and be happy. It's like, let's experience this together as a family. And you know, we're going to reap the benefits of it. But, you know, Patrick, what happens when, you know, you're going about your day as a parent and maybe you have this great day planned for you and your boys, and you know, it's a Saturday afternoon, you have wonderful things, and your boys happen to get in a fight and there's an emotional outburst? How do you handle something like that without sending you as the parent into the, like, oh no, everybody stop, you know, calm down? How do you control that?
Oh, what, you think two boys get into fights? That never happens in my house. Oh my gosh. Well, this is one of the things too that was so huge. It was an aha for me with my kids when it came to dealing with issues, emotional outbursts and things like that. There's a couple of things I want to share. And the first one is becoming our children's and ourselves, becoming an emotion coach for our kids. And because the reality is that if we want to gain control over anything, it doesn't matter what it is, we have to know how it works. In order to be able to control anything, we have to understand how that thing works. And the same holds true with our emotions. We need to first understand how our emotional system works, why we feel at times the way we do, why we feel angry, why we feel sad. Because we're supposed to. that we have to be able to feel those feelings. And one of the things that when it comes down to being an emotion coach, is the first thing is to acknowledge and validate how your kids are feeling. So if you're, when my youngest son comes up to me and is crying or angry at his big brother, the very first thing I want to do is acknowledge and validate how he's feeling, to let him know that it's, you know what, that's okay. I understand that. I would be angry too. It's okay to be angry.
Right.
It is absolutely, we have to be able to feel angry.
Yeah.
In fact, if we didn't have the ability to feel negative emotions, our species would not have survived.
Right.
That's the truth of the matter. And we're supposed to be able to feel fear. We're supposed to be able to be scared. Otherwise, our ancestors would have walked into the den of a saber-toothed tiger without fear.
Right.
Right? So,
right.
But the thing is we don't face saber-toothed tigers and things like that anymore. We've evolved. However, our reptilian part of our brain still hangs on to that.
Mm-hmm.
So we've created different things to be fearful of.
Right.
You know? So, however, but the point is that we have to be able to feel how we feel the feelings that we feel. So the first thing in emotion coaching is validating. And letting them know it's okay. Even letting your kids know that I've been there. I've been angry too. I know what it feels like. And then we want to start looking at different ways to look at why they're angry and help them look at different ways to look at it. You know, he's angry at his brother because his brother won't let him use a particular toy of his, and he's angry about it. So we start to look at different ways and help them look at different ways to look at the situation.
Change
and then
perspectives.
Because one of the best ways is to distract mm-hmm. their thoughts. And one of the this was so cool when I started to use this with my boys. One of the activities that I did is I would separate them. When they're getting into their scuffle, and I would say, you know what? I had a brother too. That's okay. We got into fights as well. But one thing I wasn't taught when I was a kid is to think about how grateful I am I have a brother. So what I would do is I would take my youngest aside first, and I would have a piece of paper and a pencil, and I would ask him to think about a reason why he's grateful he has a big brother. And at first it was a little challenging because he was still in his angry mood.
Right.
So it was a little bit challenging. But what I told him is even though we're supposed to be able to feel angry, it's not a feeling that we enjoy. People don't like to feel angry. I don't like it. Do you like it? No. But he, da-da-da. No, that's understandable. Why? But the point is we don't want to feel that way. So there's things that we can do to change the way we're feeling, and all we got to do is change the way we're thinking. So if you can think of a reason why you're grateful you have a brother, that's going to start the process. So he started, and he came up with the first reason. Well, we do play a lot together. Well, great. That's a great reason. Can you think of another? And before we got to the third reason, he completely forgot why he was angry at his brother. And then I went over to his big brother and did the exact same thing.
So it really stops the negative attraction of emotions.
Absolutely, because the truth of the matter is you cannot be angry and grateful at the same time.
Two different vibrations, absolutely,
yep. And with our kids, we have to kind of prompt them into that, into thinking that way. But first, validate. Let them know it's okay.
It's okay.
You're allowed to feel that way. So, again, this is about developing habits. So that's part of the book, too, is one of the first activities is to write a gratitude statement. And, well, actually, the first activity is to identify how you're feeling.
Right.
And I call that your emotion meter. You know, circle a number between -3 and +3. And in the book, there's a description of what -3 looks like. That's really sad, maybe really angry. And +3 is really happy. Started my day off great today. So where do you fall in that between -3 and +3? And circle a number. So if they circle a 0 and they're just kind of blah. Well, then the next activity is to have them focus on something that they're grateful for.
So then they're attracting grateful things to be grateful for before they step out of the house.
And not only that, too, it not only does it change their mindset, but it also gives them the experience that they are in control of what they think, which changes the way they feel. So they can, if they circle a zero or even a minus one, not off to a great start today, and then they experience thinking and feeling grateful, they're going to feel their emotion meter go up.
That goes back to that voluntary choice, and
exactly,
which is so powerful. And we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about the number one cause of all stress and how to help kids eliminate that stress, because there's a lot of stressful kids out there today.
Sure is.
And then we're also going to talk about, if we have time, peaceful co-parenting. If you could give us a little tip on that, because that's something I know a lot of parents want help
with. That's huge.
Yeah. Yep. So we will be right back. Stay with us on Teaching from the Heart.
You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
So very happy, I'm so glad you came into my life.
And we're back on Transformation Talk Radio and Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And I do want to remind listeners to reach out to me so I can really support you and your kids with whatever issues you may be struggling with, and have some more amazing guests, such as the guests I have today, Mr. Patrick McMillan. So be sure you send me your message, julie@mindfocusgeneration.com, or simply go to mindfocusgeneration.com. So, Patrick, before the break, I asked you if you could talk about the number one cause of all stress and how to help kids eliminate that.
Yes, and I put it out there, it is what you think. It's what you think. Ultimately, the number one cause of stress is what we think about. And it's interesting, too, worry. Worry is, of course, a big contributor to stress. And the truth of the matter is, only about 8% of what we actually worry about will come to fruition. So about 92% of what we worry about is never going to happen anyway. But really what it comes down to, the number one cause is stress. And the number one way to relieve it is to change what you're thinking about. And when we can help kids change the way they think. Because one of the things I talk about too with children is that, you know, if someone says something mean or nasty to you and tries to make you feel bad, did you know that all they can do is try? Because right. nobody can climb into your brain and make you think something that you don't want to think.
Comes back to that choice.
That's right. They can certainly try to influence you, and in a lot of cases it works. And the reason it works is because you let them. But you actually have the power to change the way you think, because that changes the way you feel.
Right.
And stress is all about how you feel.
Right.
So the number one cause is thought. And the number one way to change stress is to change the way you're thinking. And when we can teach our kids over time, I mean, kids, it's something that it's always a work in progress.
Yeah.
And if we're there to help, it's great, because my kids help me. My kids help me change the way I'm thinking, you know, when I'm stressed out.
Right.
Because it's not ever going to happen. Even when you develop the habits, you're still going to have things that stress you out, but you learn how to get out of it really quickly, as do your kids. They
right.
know what to do. They, you know?
Because if you keep talking about it, you're just focusing on it, and it's holding a magnifying glass on it, and what you focus on grows, so it's like becoming this big monster that really is blown out of proportion by your mind.
Exactly, and when you look at the transcendental meditation, when you were talking about John Lennon earlier, I absolutely love that quote from John Lennon. And when he used it, he was very much involved in transcendental meditation. Well, the mm-hmm. founder of transcendental meditation, Maharishi Mahesh, I have his quote in a parent's book that I wrote, is, "Don't fight the darkness. Bring in the light, and the darkness will fade."
Right.
Well, that's exactly the point about thought. Dark thought, light thought, you know, bring in the light thought and the dark thoughts will fade. It's just true. So that's the number one cause and the one number one relief of stress.
Awesome. Well, I know we're running out of time, and I just want one quick tip, and I'm going to definitely have to have you back on to talk about just this topic, co-parenting, how to mm-hmm. minimize the painful effect of divorce on your kids. Can you give one quick tip?
Keep your divorce child-centered. Whenever you anticipate an interaction with your ex, think first about your reactions towards your spouse. How are they going to affect your kids? What are your kids going to think or feel if they hear you say what you think you're going to say? Think, just always picture your kids in the room with you when you're conducting your activities with your ex-spouse. One of the things I said as a father, the best thing I can do for my kids is to love their mother. Doesn't matter what she did or how I think she made me feel, that's their mother.
Mm-hmm.
They love their mother. That's the best thing I can do for them. I'm not saying I have to be in love with her. I just have to be grateful that she carried those kids into the world for me.
Right.
And have that as my number one thought about my ex.
Right.
Again, I always go back to gratitude because, you cannot feel angry and grateful at the same time.
Absolutely. Now, Patrick, I know we have maybe like 3 minutes left here, and I know mm-hmm. you wanted to offer a complimentary happiness coaching session to listeners.
Yes.
So can
yes.
you just tell us a little bit about that session, what they can expect?
Absolutely. Well, the first thing is send me an email at patrick@teachinghappiness.com. And put Julie Kay in the subject line, so I know it's from you, and I know you're a listener of the show. And I want to give everyone a 30-minute complimentary coaching session. And what I'm going to do, too, is I'm going to send each person a PDF of The Science of Happy Kids and Joyful Parenting, which is it's what I use when I coach parents. And it's a book about, it's an e-book, and it contains all kinds of strategies. What we want to do is, in the complimentary one, I want to deal with your number one issue. So in your email, send me what your number one issue is, your number one concern. And on our so I can get some advance notice about it and have my response to you ready when we talk for 30 minutes. And because I want to help people get that biggest thing out of the way,
mm-hmm.
the biggest thing that's blocking them out of the way. And if it has to do with themselves, it has to do with their kids, if it has to do with their ex, just shoot me an email and about that number one thing, and we'll set up a 30-minute chat.
I love it. I love having the idea of having a coach really, I mean, these are simple strategies, but having a coach holds us accountable for actually practicing these strategies in our lives. And what in a simple 30-minute session, what can change in that time is so well worth really exploring. And, you know, again, when you raise that happiness level, what you attract in your life really changes. So, Patrick, I really want to thank you for being my guest today and just sharing such great information, such important information, because, you know, everyone out there really needs more happiness in their life. So thank you.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Julie. It was an absolute pleasure.
My pleasure, and I can't wait to have you back on again. So I want to thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. I had another wonderful time. Please join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific time. And next week, I'm going to have the wonderful Laurie Petro, and she's going to discuss teaching through love. So have a very happy week, everyone. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors,
motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.